Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Meseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Zayin, and it's going to be learned Le'ilui Nishmas, my grandmother, Alei Shalom, Ruchama Rivka Bas Moshe, as well as my great-grandmother, and Yabasha Bas Kaddish, whose Yortzeis are Yerav Sivan and the second day of Shavuos, respectfully. The topic of tonight is Mariv, opting in or opting out. The Mishnah on Daf Chafav tells us Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva, which literally means there is no set. Mariv has nothing set to it. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Zayin analyzes this passage and debates what it means. One possibly brought up is that there is no time limit to when you daven, meaning you can daven Mariv all night long. The Gemara rejects this outright and says, Ilema Ibai Matzli Kule Leila. If you want to say that, what? That it means you can daven all night? Listen to Tfilas Ha'erev Kol HaLeila. Let the Mishnah just simply say Tfilas Ha'erev is Kol HaLeila. And this parallels what it says in the other parts of the Mishnah. It says Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ha'erev. You would say Tfilas Ha'erev Kol HaLeila. So Ela Mayin LaKevas, and then what does the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara explains there's another aspect to having no kavius. And that would be having no obligation to daven each night. And with that, the Gemara introduces the following discussion. Kimandi Omar, who is our Mishnah following? It's following the one who says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, the davening Marv is, for better use of words, optional. The Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Tfilas Arvis, regarding Marv, Rabbi Gamliel Amar Chova, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Rishus. That Shmuel quoted a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel is saying that Marv is an obligatory tefillah, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying it's an optional tefillah. Amar Abaye weighs in on this machlokas and says, Halacha kedivri ya omer chova. The halacha follows the one who says it's obligatory. The Rava Amar, and Rava weighs in and says, Halacha kedivri ya omer rishus, like the one who follows and says rishus. So what happens is that the Gemara expands the meaning of Ein Lakeva, not just to a time limit, but also to the fact about whether it's optional or not. And we come up with the fact that, number one, it has no time limit, and number two, it seems to say that the tefillah is optional. Before we even start discussing what exactly that means, the first thing we need to ask is, why would Meir be different than Minchan Shachar's? As we learned in the previous stuff, there was a discussion whether our chiyuv of tefillah comes from the fact that the Avos davened and they set it up, or was it set up by the Chachamim in place of the different korbanos tzibur that were offered each day? In the Perush Mariponim on the Yerushalmi, it's brought down that the shaila, or the question of chova versus rishus, whether marv is obligatory or optional, is really the same shaila as to whether the avos set up the chiyuv tadavin, or whether it was set up by Chazal. If we say tefilos keneged avos tiknum, then there really is no shaila, because of course it's obligatory, as there's no difference from what Yaakov did to what the other avos did. However, if you say tefilos keneged tamidim tiknum, that tefilah was instituted primarily as a replacement for the korbanos, then there's a fundamental difference between the korbanos at night and those that are brought during the day. Mincha and shachars, or shachars and mincha, come in place of the different tamidim that were brought. Shachars for the tamid shel shachar, and mincha for the tamid shel ben arbayim. Ma'ariv, however, comes in place of the pedarim and evarim, the leftover limbs and fats from the korbanos that weren't brought during the day. The man d'yomer who holds Ma'ariv as Rishus will maintain, since this was not done every night, there was no need to be misakin at Tfilas Kol in this place. For after all, yes, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and burn the Evarim and the Pedarim, but it's not a mitzvah salayla. And what the difference between saying that there's a mitzvah to do it, but it's not a mitzvah salayla, is, if you have an opportunity to do it during the day, then do it during the day. We don't have to wait during the night. There are only certain things that we have as a mitzvah salayla. For example, eating matzah on the night of Pesach, that's a mitzvah salayla. The Torah says, Barav Toklu Matzah. So that's why we have to wait until dark to eat matzah. If you eat matzah during the daytime in Erev Pesach, even after Plaga Mincha, or even after Shkia, you wouldn't be Yotzei. We have to wait until Tesach Kochavim. So, happens to be, our Gemara kind of rejects the assumption that the Avos were misakin the Tfilos. And our Gemara says that even the Man d'yomer who says the Avos davened, still they were instituted in place of the Karbonos. So how would they explain the Machlokas Rishus or Chova? So the question would lie basically in, I would like to present it this way, is how do we view this hektari varm of pedarim? Do we say, do we go after the obligation to go ahead and burn it? Or do we go after the practice? If you're going to say that we're following the obligation, well, there was no obligation to have it done at night. So because there was no obligation to have it done at night, then marv would be a rishus. But if you're going to say we're going after the practice, and practically it was done at night very often, so therefore, you would say that since this was done, and it's a mitzvah done at night, then it would be done. So therefore, you would have to say it is chova. So we've said again, so we've just maintained that what? That marv being a rishus stems from the fact that the avoda that it comes in place wasn't an obligatory avoda. It wasn't something mandatory. It was just something that was done. But now we're going to have a question as to what exactly does it mean, optional or rishus. L'maisa, we daven marav each night. There are minyanim all around town. And is marav really optional? Is somebody really able to go ahead and say, listen, I'm opting out of marav tonight? I'm sure there are certain nights, you know, I'll be the first one to say there's certain nights that I'm exhausted and I say I want to opt out. Yes, it's not the ideal thing. And yes, of course, we know we want to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam as much as we possibly can. But sometimes our human feelings come in the way, and we're like, we're tired. We want to go to sleep. We don't want to run out to a minyan. We don't even want to daven sometimes in our houses. So again, so what does it mean? We don't have that option, obviously. So what does it mean that Myriv is optional? So right off the bat, Tosfos is bothered by the Shaila, and Tosfos on Daf Chavav brings down the following. I'm sorry, Daf Chav Zayin brings down the following. Tosfos says, Lav Dafka Rishus. It doesn't mean that it's really optional. Ulechach Nikra Rishus. Levatla of our mitzvah acheres ha'overes. The only reason why we're calling it a rishus is that if you're faced with two mitzvahs, one is the daven marav, and one is another mitzvah which, if you don't get a chance to do it, the mitzvah opportunity is going to leave. Let's say mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, or a special mitzvah tzedakah, and you have a choice: daven now or do that other mitzvah, which is not going to be around later. We say, you know what? Push the Myrav off until later and do this mitzvah. And I guess if it happens to mean that you're not going to be going and doing Myrav later because you miss it, okay, but that's how the halacha works. But it doesn't mean you could just simply haphazardly miss Myrav for no reason. Now, what's this based on? So the answer of Tosos comes from a different Tosos. It's brought down in the Sechah Shabbos, Daf Tes, and Beis. Tosos Dibur Amaschil, Lamandi Armar, Tiras Arvis Rishus, Loma Trachinen Lay. Tosos explains that Marv is patterned after the Hektari of Arm and Pedarim. Now, Hektari of Arm and Pedarim was something which was not a chiyuv. It wasn't obligatory. And in fact, if you didn't do it, it would not be ma'akiv the karpara. Or, if you did it and burned during the day, that's also fine, because it wasn't obligatory to be done at night. There's no chiyuv bedavka to wait at the nighttime to burn it. It's not a mitzvah halayla. Nonetheless, though, it is a mitzvah. And when you do it, you get a kima mitzvah. It's almost like what we would call, in layman's terms, a mitzvah kiyumis. And therefore, when you have a chance to do a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't miss it just because. But if you're just going to be viewing, and we're saying that marav is just really a kiyum ha-mitzvah, kiyum ha-mitzvah of davening in place of the hektari of arum pedarum, so then when you have two mitzvahs up against each other, so you're going to see that one is going to push over the other one. And when you have a mitzvah of eris, that is going to be the push. So again, we're seeing that what is really Tosos saying? Tosos is saying Rishus really means it's a mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv. But by doing it, you get a kima mitzvah, and this comes from the patterning it of the hektari of Arma Pedarim. Now, based on this, we can understand an idea about something we learned last week. Last week we were discussing Tashlumen, which we learned is based on at least one of the ideas that tefillah is rachamim, and it could be made up all the time. So we wanted to ask a question and say, if tefillah's marav is Rishus, then why is there a need to go ahead and have Tashlumen? But if we understand the way Tosfos says it, that even though it doesn't really mean it's really, really optional, but just the opposite. You have to do it. You can't miss it. It just means that it's a mitzvah. And as far as mitzvahs go, if it comes in conflict with another mitzvah, you do the other mitzvah. So then we see, you know what? You don't get a chance to do the mitzvah. You miss the mitzvah. You get an opportunity to make it up. That's a special gift that Chazal instituted with Tefillas Tashlumen. So that's the Shita of Tosos. The Shita of Tosos is Rishus means it's a mitzvah, not a chova. And because of that, the Nafka Mina being, practically, if it comes in conflict with another mitzvah, so then you do the other mitzvah first. However, there are other ways to understand this. There's a second way, which is actually going to branch in to a 2a and a 2b. And in order to do this, I want to introduce you to a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. This first Rambam that I'm going to mention is in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, "De'in tefillas arv is chova, ketefillas shachar sumincha. Marv is not an obligation like shachar sumincha. V'afal picha, even so, nohagu kol Yisrael bechol mekomos moshvaseihim. All of Klal Yisrael practice wherever they live. This palal arvis to daven arv. V'kiblua aleihem, and they accepted upon themselves ketefillas chova like an obligatory tefillah." The understanding that the Rambam has is that Rishus means optional, as it sounds. The Rambam, however, adds an important line, and that is, the Jews accepted upon themselves as an obligatory tefillah. It would sound, then, from a simple glance at this Rambam, that Ma'ariv has really morphed into what we would call a tefillah schov. Yet, however, we see something different in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, in the same Rambam. The Rambam over there, in the second Rambam, discusses the case about what happens when a person wasn't sure if he davened or not. So, there are two possibilities. One thing he can do is he can daven, and on the condition that he's saying a tefillas nedava. A tefillas nedava is an optional tefila, and based on the principle that ulavai shi'is pala adam kol yom kulu, that ulavai, everybody should daven all day. Tefillah is such an important thing. If only we would all daven all day, that would be a great thing. Obviously we don't. But, because of that, a person could make up and daven al tanai. What happens if a person doesn't daven al tanai? He's davening on the presumption that he actually missed the tefillah. He's davening under the presumption that he actually missed the tefillah. And what happens is he remembered in the middle that he had actually said the tefillah. So on this, the Rambam is going to make the following distinction. Yet if you look at the Rambam is going to make a very interesting distinction in the case where a person thought he didn't daven and remembered in the middle that he did. The Rambam writes the following. Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Mishahaya Omid, Betfila, V'nizkar Shekvar Hispala. He was davening and he realized he already had said that tefila. The Rambam says, Posek, he stops immediately. V'afilu be'em sabracha. Now here's the caveat right here. The Maisa Tfilas Arvis, if he was davening Marv and this happens, Eino Posek, he does not stop. Shalvis Palalo Samit Chila, El Ayadei She'ein, El Aldas She'ena Chova. Look at this, the Rambam says, if this happens during Marv, you don't have to go back, you don't have to stop, because again, a person is only davening Marv because it's a Rishus. Now I said, wait a second. So first of all, the Ravid jumps on this Rambam and just simply says, Ein ka nachas ruach. I have no pleasure looking at this. The Ravid in general, when he disagrees with the Rambam, doesn't mince any words. Now this is an example of it. But what exactly is the problem? And the Kesef Mishnah explains why the Ravid is rejecting the Rambam. And that is, it says, Nirish Taimo. It appears that his reason is the following. She'afa pi she'tfilas arv is ha'is a rishus. Even though Marv is really a rishus, achshav, now, kvar ar we've already set it as an obligatory davening. Kidamar Perek Aleph. It's like the Rambam just said before. In the beginning, Rambam says, so it seems that the Rambam is being sosur himself, and that's why the Ravid totally rejects this opinion of the Rambam. So comes the Rav Chaim Brisker. And Rav Chaim Brisker has a following takira and the following explanation of what the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing on. And this is going to shed light onto this idea of chova versus rishus. Now, a little disclaimer. It's going to start to sound a little semantical in the beginning. But as we use nafka minas to develop the machlokas, you will see the difference between the Rav and the Rambam. And Rav Chaim says it's based on the following chakira. The chakira is this. When we have said that Marav is rishus, what does that mean? So Marav is Rishus, and it was accepted upon B'nai Yisrael as a Chova. Does that mean that automatically it has become a Tfilas Chova? It is now a completely obligatory davening? Or do we say that no, it's still a Tfilas Rishus, but you're obligated to daven Tfilas Rishus? Okay, let me say it again. Once we were Mekabel to daven Marav every night, Is that Kabbalah that we have to daven Maariv every night, has that changed the status from being an obligatory tefillah, or an optional tefillah, into a complete obligatory tefillah? Or does it still retain its status as being optional? It's just, we have to do it. The Ravid would be saying, it's completely a tefillah skolva. The Ramba would be saying, in nature, it's a reshus, but something that we have to do. Now, so now, okay, in this case, we have a difference, but practically, what does that mean? So let's bring down a couple of nafkaminas, and by bringing down these nafkaminas, we'll explain what the difference is. The first has to do with Zohar. Now, we know that the Gemara tells us on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that when it comes to Mincha, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to whether you daven Mincha until Plag, or we daven, I'm sorry, or Mincha until Shkia, and everybody's in agreement that once the Zman Mincha is over, the Zman Maariv starts. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is a legitimate opinion, as the Gemara says, David Kamara, David Kamara, it's true that the Zman Maariv starts right after Plag, but Laila does not start after Plag. Now, what's the Nafkamina? Whether Laila is Zman Maariv? The answer is saying Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, we know, is a night mitzvah. And the question is, do we say there is an obligation to be Somech Geula L'Tfila, or to juxtapose your davening, your Shemona Esrei, with Kriya Shema? In other words, do you have to say Shemir Kriya Shema and connect it to tefillah or not? So, what's going to happen is this. If you're going to be holding that tefillas Maariv is a reshus, even though you're obligated to do it, so then there's no need to be Somech Ke'ul with tefillah. But if you're going to be holding tefillas Maariv is a chova, so then you would have to go ahead and be Somech Ke'ul Tefillah. That's what we're saying in terms of the presumption. Let's see if it actually checks up in the Rambam. So if you go to the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, HaMispalo Tefillah Kodem Zmana, if somebody davens before the proper time, Lo Yotza Yedecho Vaso, V'chozer Mispalo Vaso Bezmana, meaning right now it's 10 o'clock at night, on Motzei Shabbos. If I decide right now to take out my Siddur and go, Asher Yoshev Yisecha, start to daven Mincha, I could have Mincha from day till tomorrow, but I'm not Yotzei Mincha because it's not the time. What does the Rambam do, though? The Rambam says, however, there is an exception. And the Rambam says, V'yeshal l'ispalo tefillas arav shalili Shabbos be'erav Shabbos kodem shetishka chama. One should daven Maariv early on Friday night. V'chein yispalo arav shalmotzei Shabbos. V'shabbos. And why l'fit shetfilas arav shrushos ein medaktikim bezmana? Because Maariv is optional, we are not particular in davening at night. Comes the Ravid, the Ravid says, "Ein roi lasos kain, el tzarech sha'a, v'lo tzarech l'smok u'l'tfila." Ravid says he can't do it. So look what we have over here. We have a real nafkamina. If we're going to say that Maariv is in general, the nature is rishus, but it's just something that we have to do, so then there's no need to be somech geula l'tfila, and you can legitimately daven Maariv every day early. In fact, Rabbeinu Chananel writes that you could do it every day early, not just as how many people have a minhag to go ahead and do it on Friday night in the summer, but mamish every single day. But if you're going to be like the Ravid, Maariv is a chova, and because Maariv is a chova, it then takes on the need to have smichas geula l'tfila. And because it needs to have smichas geula l'tfila, therefore, you can't daven early. A second nafkamina happens to be as far as making announcements in shul. We're all familiar with the practice where we're in shul, it's Rosh Chodesh night, and all of a sudden you hear a bang. And I could tell you, sometimes having the experience of davening with middle school boys, what happens is the first time that we daven Maariv at night, it's happened before where one person will bang for Maariv, and the next person will bang, and we'll get a whole crescendo of going around the base medrash of banging and banging and banging, and you'll have 25, 30 kids making a bang, which of course is totally defeats the purpose of why we bang in the first place, because we don't want to announce, say, Yalla V'Yavo, right? The question is, though, do you have to go ahead and say Yalla V'Yavo? So do you have to bang? Or can you just simply say, announce Yalla V'Yavo? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon, Reish Lamed Vav Halacha Beis, Ein the Saper Bein Geul the Arvis L'Tfila. One should really not speak from between Kriya Shema at night during Maariv and Shemona Esrei, Umiu Mashamachris Shatz for Shchodesh Bein Kaddish L'Tfila's Arvis. but which the Gabbai will go ahead and he will make an announcement to say, Yalaviyavon, lo havi hefsek, it's not considered to be a separation or interruption, kevan shehu tzarech hatfila, because it is for the purpose of a tefillah. Ad kan divrei Shulchan Aruch. There is another shita that's brought down, the name of the Maharshal, who disagrees with this practice. What is the machlokas between the two? The machlokas is based on, is Meir of a Rishus, or is Meir of a Chova? Meaning, like we said, do we follow the shita of the Rambam, which in fact the Shulchan Aruch is doing, and saying that really, it's a Meir of a Tefillas Rishus. It's just that we have obligated ourselves into davening this Tefillas Rishus, but the nature of the Tefillah hasn't changed. But the Marshal is going to be following the approach of the Raiva that tells us the nature has changed, and it's a completely obligatory tefillah, and that's why you can't announce, according to the Ravid, to say Yalav Yavo. Final nafkamina is Chazar Sashatz. Is there Chazar Sashatz? The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Lama Zayin Aleph write simply, Ein Hashatz Chozer HaTfila B'Tfila Sarvis. There is no Chazar Sashatz. Now why is this? So the Mishnah Brewer starts off by saying, Shein Tfilas Arvis Chova Rak Mitzvah. It's not obligatory. It's only a mitzvah. And because it's only a mitzvah, if somebody can't be Yosi, so we're not going to let him do it there. Meaning there's no chiyuv to do it. So therefore, we don't need the chazan to go ahead and repeat Shemon Esrei to be Motzi people that don't need to be Yosi because, again, it's really optional. That's what the Mishnah Brewer quotes, and he quotes in the name of the Rambam. As it says, V'nischayev v'adam sheyaz tzarech shatz l'tzio yedei chavasa. It will go according to the Raiva's understanding of Meir, though, that there should be need chazar sashatz. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Brewer that we quoted above continues and writes, Afilu ha'idna, even today, the kavu achova, that they've established it as an obligatory tefillah, mikol makom, nonetheless, lo'ole minhaga, the minhag of davening Meir, as a tefillah's chova, is not strong enough, l'shavu yechova, k'di la'truchei, tzibura l'hachzer shatz tefillah. In order to obligate the people, the tzibur, to having another chazar sashatz. So again, why is the reason need to bring this down? It's because otherwise, according to the Ravid, you would need to say chazar sashatz. It's just because of tirchot tzibur that we don't. So that's the third nafkamina. Is there a need for chazar sashatz? The truth of the matter is, there is another nafkamina I wanted to say. I added it late because it has to do with latecomers. And that is, what happens if somebody walks in and they're in the middle of davening, Ma'ariv, they're towards the end of Birchas Kriya Shema, and he knows that if he starts Ma'ariv, he's going to miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Should he go ahead and just start Shemona Esrei? Or should he either wait till the next minion, or just, you know, be so mechgul l'tefillah? Now in Shacharis, this isn't a Shaila. In Shacharis, no mechgul l'tefillah overweighs Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's how we paskin. What about Ma'ariv? So again, it depends on how you understand this machlokas. If you say Tefillah's Arvis is Be'etzim and Rishus, it's just that the people accept it upon themselves, so then you could do this, and it's important to go ahead and daven B'Tzibur. But if you say that it's Be'etzim Achova, it's changed the status, then in that case, you're forced to go ahead, Bisomech Gula Tefillah, and in that case, you missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. And if you're upset about that, then just say, come on time. So once again, we've discussed three different approaches. Tosfos that says Rishus means a mitzvah. The Rambam that says Rishus is, it's by nature optional, which was accepted upon everybody. And you have the Ravid who says that by nature it's now obligatory because the people accepted upon it, as well as the nafkaminas that related to it. But clearly one thing is true. When it comes to Ma'ariv, we're not able to opt out, but rather we must opt in. Kol tov, have a wonderful day.